Hello and welcome to another Get Great English podcast. Today I'm going to talk about being perfect and why being perfect isn't actually a good idea. Well, especially when you're studying English. So a lot of people, when they start, they never want to make mistakes and they never want to put themselves in a situation where they can make mistakes. So, I mean, this is kind of a good idea in the back of most people's heads because we all think that mistakes are terrible. You know, if you're at work and you make a mistake, usually your boss shouts at you. If you're at school and you make a mistake, quite often teachers will get angry. But when you're studying a language, you need to be able to make mistakes because mistakes are one of the best tools for learning from. So that's one reason why being perfect isn't actually a good idea. But a lot of people also have really, really high expectations about what they should be doing when they're studying a language. But there's nothing that you should be doing apart from improving slowly but surely. So, for example, myself, when I've been studying, I always think that I should be reading more, or I should be listening more, or I should be studying more grammar. And I make unrealistic demands on my own time. But, you know, there are only 7 days in a week. And if you're working and you've got a full-time job, or if you're studying full-time at university, something like that, there's only so much time you can use to study English, realistically, because you need to give yourself a rest as well. Rests are important, not just because your brain gets tired, but you also need the rest time to allow your brain to process the information. Otherwise, you won't remember anything. This is one reason why studying too much at a time never works, because you never remember everything. So getting things done in little chunks is a lot better for studying than doing a lot every day. If you do a lot, basically all you're doing is hoping that some small percentage sticks in your brain. But if you study a little bit and give yourself a chance to try and remember it, then that's going to lead to a higher chance of improvement. What do you think? Do you disagree? If so, why not leave a comment and I'll definitely answer it. Or if you agree and if you've got more to add, it would also be great to hear from you. So leave a comment on the website. It is getgreatenglish.com. You could leave a comment on Facebook or Twitter feed or even on Google+. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.